Jimmy Savile died in the autumn of 2011 as a very popular figure. Within the next 12 months, lots and lots of rumours started to circulate about what he may have been up to during his lifetime. And it was in the autumn of 2012 that the Metropolitan Police therefore set up Operation Yew Tree, because there were so many allegations about Jimmy Savile swirling around that needed to be looked at. And the mood of disquiet was such that even though Jimmy Savile was obviously dead, it was decided that there would be a team, the Yew Tree team, that would look into the allegations. And anybody who wanted to speak to that team was invited to come forward. That team was set up in October 2012, and it published its report in January 2013, so just three and a half months later. During that time, the Yew Tree team of police officers saw 600 individuals who claimed that Jimmy Savile had abused them. 224 of those, the police said, were recordable crimes. In other words, had that information on its own been available during Jimmy Savile's lifetime, they would have investigated it as a recordable crime. How many of those 224 do you think came forward during Jimmy Savile's life?
About
4. So 220 of the 224, and that's probably not all of the victims, said absolutely nothing to anybody about what Jimmy Savile had done to them. And they were asked by the Yew Tree team of officers who had the NSPCC working with them why they hadn't come forward. And they said, I didn't think I'd be believed. And they said, I didn't think the criminal justice system could cope with me. I didn't have enough faith in the criminal justice system to even come forward and report it to anyone. That's a really serious state of affairs for anybody involved in delivering justice. The vast majority of those victims simply didn't think our criminal justice system could cope with them. A real access to justice issue. The four that did come forward, three came forward to Surrey Police and one came forward to Sussex Police. Their cases didn't proceed, because in the end, no one of those victims wanted their case to go forward. There were two features about that that were interesting. First, no one victim was told there was another one out there. The police in the late 1990s had been accused of trawling for victims, telling one victim there was another victim out there. And there'd been scathing reports in Parliament. And they had understood that to mean you could never tell one victim there was another victim who'd made an allegation, let alone the details. So each of the four never knew there were three others. And on their own, they said, I don't stand a chance against a celebrity like him. I can't take him on my own. And the police really influenced and persuaded them to that, with good intention. They thought that it would be unfair on the victim to try and take on Jimmy Savile as a one-on-one with the victim. So they were saying, you know, are you sure you want to take on Jimmy Savile? He's going to have really big gun lawyers, and it's just little old you. And each of them said, no thanks. Years later, when my principal legal advisor, Alison Levitt, went to see each of the four victims, they each said, had they known there were others out there who would have, as it were, together brought the case, they would in all likelihood have taken the case forward. And that business of not taking on a celebrity resonates for us with a lot of recent cases since the Operation Yew Tree team was set up. There have been a number of arrests, a number of prosecutions of high-profile individuals. Dave Lee Travis, who's due to be retried on two of the charges in the near future. Nigel Evans, of course, was acquitted 3 weeks ago. And Max Clifford was convicted 2 days ago. But there was a perception before the Max Clifford verdict that we were back in the same territory, that if you were up against a high-profile individual or a celebrity, the chances of succeeding were greatly lower than they would otherwise be. So what the Jimmy Savile case told those of us working in criminal justice in England and Wales was that the vast majority of victims of Jimmy Savile didn't have sufficient confidence in our criminal justice system to come forward.